This is Suzanne Smeltzer, who is the director of the Center for Nursing Research at Villanova University, and she'll be presenting on disability-related competencies for nurses and nurse practitioners.
Thank you, Willie. Okay, that's exactly what I'm talking about, disability-related competencies for registered nurses and nurse practitioners. I think the title said nurse practitioners alone, I'm not sure, originally. Let's see. Okay, just to give you an idea about who's involved in this project, myself, Elizabeth Blunt, who is a nurse practitioner. I am not a nurse practitioner, but she is. She's the director of the nurse practitioner program at Villanova University. And then Lisa Wetzel-Eppinger, who is a research associate who was a graduate student and was working at one point in time with me on some of the disability-related projects that we were doing. We have no disclosures to report. This project was supported by a grant from HRSA. The objectives that we're going to be addressed in this presentation are those that are up here on this slide. I will describe the process used to develop disability-related competencies for registered nurses and nurse practitioners, abbreviated as RNs and NPs. And secondly, to describe clinical competencies for registered nurses and nurse practitioners related to the care of people with disabilities. A little bit of background and rationale. In this meeting in previous years, I have presented several studies related to the issues that are identified on this and the subsequent slide. There is little attention that is paid to disability and related issues in the United States in undergraduate nursing education, and that means either at the baccalaureate or the associate degree level. As a consequence, many nurses complete their undergraduate programs and enter nursing practice with little knowledge about health-related issues of people with disabilities. As a consequence of that, without attention to disability in their nursing education, the nurses are likely to have similar or perhaps even worse attitudes toward people with disabilities than the general public. The reason that I say worse attitudes is that there have been some studies to suggest exactly that. Further, little attention is given to the topic of disability and related health issues in nurse practitioner programs. And I believe last year I presented on a study that we recently completed that again demonstrated exactly that. The previous year I had presented the results of a study that demonstrated the absence of disability-related topics in nurse practitioner programs suggests that nurses entering nurse practitioner programs are likely to leave nurse practitioner programs no better prepared to care for people with disabilities if their program does not address the topic of disability. Further, nurse licensure and nurse practitioner certification do not include the topic of disability in their exams. It simply does not appear. No U.S. nursing organizations that oversee or accredit nursing education identify care of people with disabilities as part of their standards of practice. And this last bullet is the one that I presented on, I think, 2 years ago. Studies that have examined the interaction of individuals with disabilities with nursing staff demonstrate compromised care and negative encounters between nurses and people with disabilities. Now, I mentioned that no U.S. organizations in nursing address the issue of disability at all as an issue. I'm actually somewhat embarrassed to report that it was not until relatively recently, I'd say within the last 2 years, that I looked at what the ICN, the International Council of Nurses, had to say, if anything, about disability. And lo and behold, they say something. The ICN, or the International Council of Nurses, does describe or define disability, and it's a definition that all of us know, physical, mental, sensory, or social impairment that in the long term adversely affects one's ability to carry out normal day-to-day activities. The ICN also supports programs designed to integrate people with disabilities in all aspects of daily life, in the family, school, workplace, and community. It's interesting to me that despite the fact that the ICN identifies these as very clearly as an issue that is relevant to nursing, that in the United States there is no organization that picks this up and addresses it. The ICN further goes on to identify goals, and the first one is the important one here. The goal is to ensure that nursing education addresses competencies needed for the prevention of disability and the care and rehabilitation of people with disabilities. But we don't know what those competencies are because nobody has addressed them. Therefore, the purpose of this project was to identify competencies needed by nurse practitioners to provide sensitive and quality care to patients with disabilities. One of the reasons that these are increasingly important is that with the Affordable Care Act, there is a growing focus on the role of nurse practitioners and the expectation that they will be their involvement in primary care will increase exponentially. A second purpose is to demonstrate the competencies to nurse practitioner program, disseminate rather, the competencies to nurse practitioner program faculty across the country in an effort to improve NP care of people with disabilities nationwide. And then lastly, in order to develop the nurse practitioner competencies, it was necessary for us first to identify the competencies for nurses at the completion of their basic nursing education. Not lastly, fourth, to ensure that nursing education programs have measurable outcome competencies for RNs and for nurse practitioners at the completion of their educational program, with ultimately the goal of improving the care by nurses and nurse practitioners, including access and utilization of primary care services to people with disabilities. We started out with a definition of competence. Competence being the quality of being adequately or well qualified physically and intellectually for whatever the job is. So in other words, having the required skill, knowledge, capacity, or qualification for a job or a role. And in this case, that role was that of the nurse practitioner. Specifically, competencies can generally be described as the measurable or observable knowledge, skills, abilities, and behaviors critical to successful job performance. And again, in this particular case, that means the job performance of a nurse practitioner. This includes such things as skills, knowledge, self-concept, traits, motives, etc., that enable an individual to be successful in interaction with others at work, school, home, and in our community at large. The last point is an important one, I think, on this slide, that professional competencies arise directly from education and experience. And yet, if the competencies do not exist, or if the topic of disability does not exist in either undergraduate or nurse practitioner curriculum, then where are the people going to get their competencies? We defined disability-related competencies specifically for nurses and nurse practitioners as measurable or observable knowledge, skills, and attitudes and behaviors essential for these two groups of providers, registered nurses and nurse practitioners, to provide quality, sensitive care to persons with disabilities. The process that we undertook to develop competencies are identified on this in the next slide or two. We started off conducting a literature review to determine the state of the science on the topic. We already had done some studies. We knew there wasn't much state of the science out there, but we checked just to be sure. We reviewed existing competencies related to disability from other disciplines. There are some other disciplines out there that have identified competencies, so we certainly did take a look at those. We also started with the seven competencies identified by Kirshner and Curry in the 2009 JAMA article, in which they identified those competencies that all healthcare providers need to have. If you don't know that article, I would highly recommend it to you. We then identified the categories of competencies that we wanted to identify: knowledge, attitudes, and skills. We began with the competencies important for nurses and then identified a higher level of competencies for nurse practitioners. Further, we identified the sub-competencies related to physiologic issues, communication, environment, and referral. So in other words, for each of these three initial categories, knowledge, attitudes, and skills, we then identified sub-competencies related to physiologic issues, communication, environment, and referral. In terms of external review of the competencies, we had two advisory committees, a professional advisory committee, which was comprised of health-related professionals with expertise in disability and teaching about disability to healthcare professionals. A number of the individuals came from the Alliance for Disability and Healthcare Education, as well as a couple of other people, some of whom are in this room. The second method of review was a community advisory committee, which was comprised of people with disabilities and several family caregivers of people with disabilities. The competencies that we initially developed were revised many, many times based on the feedback from the two advisory committees. Just to give an idea about what these competencies look like, as I said before, there were three major competencies identified: knowledge, skills, and attitudes. And then we also then use sub-competencies, the physiologic, can't remember, isn't that awful? Physiologic, referral, environment, and communication. How could I forget those? And so for each of these main three categories, we identified specific sub-competencies for the registered nurse and then built on those for the nurse practitioner. And this just illustrates a couple. Let me just read one. To identify actual and or secondary conditions for the registered nurse, for the nurse practitioner to differentiate between primary and secondary conditions related to disability. A second example verbalizes the importance of health promotion activities for the nurse practitioner, identifies health promotion activities, encourages people with disabilities and family caregiver participation. So it builds on the level from the registered nurse level. We did the same with communication. Not going to go into specific detail here. But at the registered nurse level, a lot of these subcompetencies were for the registered nurse to identify and not acknowledge the importance of specific communication issues, for the nurse practitioner to take it a step further to screen the person with a disability for the need for potential alternate or augmentative communication strategies, just to give you an example, and using those appropriately. In terms of environment, we did the same thing. In terms of knowledge, and for referral, we did the same thing. Emphasizing initiates at the nurse practitioner level, initiates appropriate referrals to meet the physiologic, psychosocial, medical, and healthcare needs of people with disabilities, not just to automatically refer because the patient has a disability. I need to make that point. So we went through and did the same thing with the attitudes and the skills, looking specifically at the physiologic issues, the communication issues, environment, and referral, and then built for the nurse practitioner level on the registered nurse level. Okay, in terms of where we have gone since developing these competencies, we feel that the project has developed or has helped to fill a long-standing gap. It's not completely filled, to say the least, but we have, I think, laid the groundwork for further development of these competencies for caring for people with disabilities. We put together a nurse practitioner toolkit referred to as Caring for People with Disabilities that has several videos in it. It has and learning learning examples and the competencies and a bunch of other important teaching strategies. This toolkit has been distributed to 400 nurse practitioner programs across the country, and they will be distributed further to nurse practitioners attending conferences that are coming up in the near future. Our future goals are to obtain broader review and recognition of the importance of these competencies by nursing faculty, nurses, and nurse practitioner. We would like to have a broader review of the competencies by people with disabilities and their family caregivers. We want the accrediting and certifying organizations to pay attention and to advocate for their inclusion in accreditation, licensure, certification, and the standards for practice. That's the only way we're going to make significant changes. This is the name of the toolkit. That's our email address if you would like to have a toolkit, although it is available on the website. And there's my contact information. Thank you. Yes.
I feel compelled to bring this perspective to you because I have a fellow student who has a disability and she is a nurse.
Okay.
So in one of our classes, she raises the question, why hasn't there been many students with disabilities in nursing programs? Because one would think that someone with disability themselves will better understand the needs and
That's a very important point that you have raised. I think a number of us, well, some of us in nursing agree with you 100%. The problem is that the people who very often are in charge of admissions of students to nursing programs are not enlightened about the importance of including people with disabilities. They are not enlightened about the fact that these individuals will be able to perform not only very well as nurses, but perhaps even better than some who don't have disabilities. It's a huge issue. And I wish I had an answer. I wish I had a solution. Part of the problem is that the focus, when people say, well, somebody wants to come into the nursing program and this person may have a physical disability, can they do all the psychomotor skills that are needed? One of the things at the same time we're saying it's not just the psychomotor skills that are important. It's the critical thinking, the knowledge level, et cetera. And how do we test them? We test them on the psychomotor skills. There's a huge disjoint or disconnection there. So I absolutely agree with you and with your cohort or your classmate. Ruth.
Hi, I'm Ruth Lee from Villanova. And Suzanne, as you know, I'm really involved in getting environmental health into the curriculum. And the way we have an organization for that, but the way we've done that is worked with NLN and AACN and actually even the organization for NCLEX try to get those questions on the boards. And so have you taken these to NLN and AACN and all this?
We have, or at least we have attempted to do so. With the response that we got from the National League for Nursing, which for those of you who don't know, it is one of two organizations that does have some oversight in terms of nursing curricula because of accreditation. And the initial response we received was, well, we'll get around to that when we solve all the other health disparities. Well, that's not going to ever happen, that we're going to have all the health disparities solved. But the good news is that I had an opportunity to meet directly with somebody from the NLN, from the National League for Nursing, saw her again recently, and she said, I haven't forgotten. It's on my agenda. But it's a long haul. It is a long haul. And in terms of curricula, one of the things that is very important, we think, is, you know, to integrate disability, but without disrupting existing curricula. Because if people think they have to redo their entire curriculum in order to get in disability-related content or environmental content, then you've lost them. So it has to be done in a way that does not disrupt existing curricula, which is one of the things that we've tried to do with our undergraduate program at Villanova, as well as our nurse practitioner program.